Bulgaria, this is 8 years in 80 weeks, 2006, Stefan Gruev and Diara Bulgaria. Diara Bulgaria, these were the thousands of Bulgarians outcast abroad after the pro-Soviet coup d'etat on September the 9th, 1944. Scattered around the globe, those carried the image of the motherland, its controversial past, tragic present and unknown future in their hearts. They had to adapt to the world outside, but they were longing for it, thus turning into the Diara Bulgaria. One of the brightest names among the exiles was the one of Stefan Gruev, the son of the Tsar's clerk office chief Pavel Gruev. After his high school graduation, Stefan entered the Sofia University and later on continued with his studies in Geneva, where he graduated law. In 1944 he was ordered to return to Bulgaria but refused to. Thus he escaped the repression that his family had to suffer a few years later. On February the 1st, 1945, his father was sentenced to death by the first unit of the People's Court, along with the regents, MPs and the living premiers of the Third Bulgarian Empire. There were three groups of political immigrants after the Soviet occupation. The first one consisted of those who left the country in the period 1944-1946. Some of those were diplomats, industrial activists and students who had been abroad yet before the occupation of the Red Army. Stefan Gruev was one of them. Others left it on the very eve of September the 9th, while the third group managed to escape after the start of the Red Terror. Upon his leaving to Geneva, the future journalist couldn't imagine that the borders of his motherland would remain closed for him over the next 46 years. His family was displaced to Dobruja and lived a life of total misery. After 13 years away from each other, Gruev managed to save his mother, who joined him in Paris. In the period 1947-1948, he published the Bulgarian People Emigrants edition in the French capital, and later on he became a reporter for the Paris Match. He would interview Fidel Castro, German scientist Werner von Braun, the Egyptian General Nasser and many others. In the period 1957-1977, he was in charge of the New York branch of the edition. In 1963, he received American citizenship. It seems like Gruev was among the brightest and smartest representatives of the Bulgarian emigration abroad. He was also a writer with 8 books in English and French on his record. He even reached the Antarctic and the South Pole, but never forgot Bulgaria. He was an active and rebellious anti-communist who worked for the cause with the Free Europe and the BBC radios. Stefan Gruev established several organizations together with other Bulgarian emigrants, the Free Bulgarian Center being one of them. Here is what he said on the center during one of his visits to Bulgaria.
Една от нашите главни цели беше да убеждаваме външното обществено мнение, че българският народ и българско правителство са
One of our main goals was to convince the public abroad that the Bulgarian people and the Bulgarian government were not only two completely different things, but that the people was the greatest victim of that government. We thought that all those accusations thrown at the Bulgarians, such as the murder of Georgi Markov, weapon and drug trafficking, etc., were really harmful for Bulgaria. That was why we had to explain to the world that those were not deeds of the Bulgarian people. The bitter conclusion of Stefan Gruev on the democratic transition period was that the new Bulgaria's foundations were made of sand and not of concrete. His assessment proved to be right. Still, he was lucky he lived long enough to see the fall of the communist regime and was allowed to return home and to publish his books there, The Manhattan Project, The My Odyssey Autobiography and others. He became the co-establisher of the American University in Bulgaria and was distinguished with state orders for his contribution to the popularization of culture and history in this country. Stefan Gruev passed away in New York in 2006 at the age of 83, closing a page of Bulgaria's latest history, lived through but still ill-judged even today.